This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The UN Security Council called for an end to the intensifying and expanding conflict in Ethiopia and for unhindered access for humanitarian and a tackle to the world's worst hunger crisis in a decade in the war-torn Tigray region. The UN's most powerful body expressed serious concern about the impact of the conflict on the stability of the country and the wider region. Also called on all parties to refrain from inflammatory hate speech and incitement to violence and divisiveness. The press statement was approved by the 15 council members the day after the first anniversary of the war in the northern Tigray region that has killed thousands of people and displaced millions. It was only the council's second statement on the conflict and the first to address the worsening conflict. Pfizer says it is experimental pill for COVID-19 has cut rates of hospitalization and death by nearly 90%. That's among patients with mild to moderate infections. The company made that announcement Friday and said that it will soon ask the U.S. Food and Drug Administration and international regulators to authorize the use of that pill. The UK regulators cleared the way Thursday for them. Drug makers around the world have been racing to develop an easy-to-use pill to blunt the effects of COVID-19. This is VOA News. Testimony by prosecution witnesses on Friday in the case of Danny Fenster, a U.S. journalist who has been detained in Myanmar for more than 5 months, established that official records did not accurately reflect where he was employed, according to his lawyer. The point may be crucial, as it appears that Fenster is being prosecuted for alleged offenses by a news outlet at least 7 months after he stopped working for the outlet. Authorities have not clearly described what Fenster is accused of doing, and his trial is closed to the media and the public. Fenster was detailed at Yangon International and detained there and May 24th as he was about to board a flight to go to Detroit and in the United States. That was to see his family. He is the managing editor of Frontier Myanmar, an online news magazine. The United Kingdom has rejected European Union proposals to streamline the trade of goods in Northern Ireland as insufficient. The situation further aggravates a standoff between both sides and brings a prospect of a post-Brexit trade war closer. The UK government said after unsuccessful talks between its negotiator, David Frost, and its EU counterpart that the offers to revamp the Northern Ireland deal did not currently deal effectively the fundamental disabilities and difficulties beyond rejecting the EU proposals. They also said that they have seen no move at all from the UK side, which is disappointing. An influential LGBT advocacy group in China has now spearheaded many of the legal cases pushing for greater rights and halting its work amid growing restrictions on social activism. LGBT Rights Advocacy China announced that it was ceasing all activities and shutting down its social media accounts in an announcement on social media Thursday. The group declined to say why. The homosexuality is not a crime in China, and in bigger cities, there is a vibrant social scene where LGBT individuals can socialize without much fear or discrimination. More at voanews.com via remote. Sometime I make meal VOA News.